Hello, we are The Promise of Love, bringing to you The Love Effect.
A podcast that brings you real insight and real stories about real relationships.
Welcome back. This is Winona, and today I'm going to put Rob on the spot. Well, you're right. You should be wary. But it's okay. Careful what you say here, though.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Oh, yeah. You about to get ready. So here it goes. When you were looking for me, what was the most beautiful, important thing? What was beautiful to you?
As you know, we met online, and I'm not going to give your full screen name, but the word beautiful was in it. And that actually, it caught my attention because, you know, everybody wants to be with someone who's beautiful. And so I looked at your profile picture, and you know what? You were cute as a button.
I still am. Thank you.
I don't even know what that means. I mean, buttons to me aren't cute. So where did that saying come from? That's silly. But you were very, very pretty. You were beautiful in your picture. But it was what you said in your profile write-up. Some of the things that you talked about, I could start to see your heart. And that was the beauty that drew me into you. There are other people that reached out to me. And sometimes I look at them, look at what they wrote up, and ask myself, why would they even think I would respond? We've got nothing in common. There's nothing, if you read my profile, there's nothing about what I said that would make what you're saying sound beautiful. I couldn't understand that, but yours really aligned with me. So, you know, turnabout is fair play. I'm gonna ask you the same question now. What was attractive? Actually, not just from your perspective, what is attractive from a woman's perspective when you're looking at profiles and online dating?
I mean, just like you were saying, you really do want to look at the person's profile and one, make sure they know how to spell. Mm-hmm. Two, I mean, you definitely want to check and look and see how they word what they're saying, and especially when it's coming, you can use it to tell, and especially with your profile, I pretty much could tell that you were a writer before I even knew that you were a writer, because you use such detail in your profile and stuff, so, yeah.
Indeed, I mean, there's a lot of profiles that you read that are just so superficial. It almost looked like they cut and pasted it from somewhere, or looked at someone else and just say, let me just paste this in. They pencil whipped it just to get the profile out there. And then you start to realize, well, if you're putting that much effort into this, how much effort are you going to put into a relationship?
Wow, that's good. That's really good.
So the things that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
How descriptive they are in their profile, what they talk about. Would you say that those are interests that were specific to Winona, or do you think that's a universal desire of women to see in writers?
I think that's a universal for all women, because a lot of people on the profile, and just looking at a lot of profiles that I had seen on there, a lot of them was putting on very, very heavy. We want to go straight into talking about sex and all the different stuff like that.
Goodness.
Yeah, and that was on a lot of different sites. Yes, you're going to talk about that, but don't have that as such a huge main focus in your profile. So.
I have to be honest with you. I did something that it may not be totally on the up and up, but it was research. It was in the name of research.
The name of research.
In the name of research. Yeah. Before I established my actual profile, I created a fake profile. I created a fake woman's profile because I wanted to see what other guys would say to women, to see what my competition was, to see what's out there. What not what's out there, but see whenever I write somebody,
yeah,
what am I being compared to?
Wow. I didn't do that with my profile, but okay. So did that work for you?
Well, it did confirm what you just said. Many guys will just reach out saying, you know, getting right to the, hey, I want to, and why don't you come on over for drinks and we'll have some fun. Or it was just ridiculous, superficial things that they write about, talk about. Their pictures were very self-centered, narcissistic, really. And I thought, wow, this is really sad. And I can see why women would be very turned off from online dating if this is the bulk of what they're getting.
Yeah.
And it helped me to realize that I needed to find a way to stand out. Now, a lot of guys, whenever they think that they're standing out in their profile, they think it's because they've got this picture of themselves with, you know, ripped abs and sunglasses on at the beach. I'm on my jet skis. Oh, I'm on my motorcycle. And they think those are the things that are gonna help them stand out. But the reality is, most guys are presenting pictures like that, and so you don't stand out. You actually blend in to the mess that's out there.
Yes, pretty much.
And I've always felt that what makes me stand out is what's on my inside. It's my heart, my sincerity. And I decided that's what I'm going to portray.
And that's good.
And I reached out. And apparently it has snagged a beautiful woman. Indeed.
So I gotta ask the opposite question. What was a turnoff when you were meeting women online?
Oh, so I get it. There have been so many bad experiences. So many bad experiences that women have had from the get-go. Whether it be that initial contact to you actually went out on a date with someone and 2 minutes in, they want to go to bed. I get that you've had tons of bad experiences, but one of the things that was a turnoff for me is whenever the woman brought that bad experience back to their profile and started talking about, if you're this kind of way, if you're that kind of way, then step away from me because I'm not into that. I'm like, okay, I'm seeing a little attitude come out here that is a bit of a turnoff. And if there wasn't a lot of positivity in the profile to counteract that, then I actually would not bother. If the most of what I saw was that attitudinal pushback, then I'd wonder, does that attitude override their beauty?
Can I agree to disagree on that one?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, the reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of women may put that part in their profile, but they might also come back with saying, you know, they really want somebody that's going to be serious.
And I'm down with that.
You know.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
And that's the part where I said, if the negativity outweighed the positivity,
okay,
then I would stand away.
Okay.
If there was a lot of positivity and there's this footnote of, I'm not into that sort of thing,
mm-hmm,
then, like I said, I can understand that, but please don't let that outshine the beauty that is you.
Understood. But do understand that a lot of women will put that in, and it's not that, you know, oh my goodness, they got hurt by a whole bunch of people and different stuff like that. They're putting that on there, and a lot of women are putting that part on there because they want to, like I said, find someone that is going to be serious about the relationship, not just for play.
Well, on that note, yeah, something else that was not so attractive to me was when most or all their profile pictures were with them at a bar or a party with a drink in their hand. I mean, okay, that cannot be our life. It's cool that you like to go out and socialize, but if every picture you have is, you know, with your martini or your margarita or your daiquiri or something, then it kind of paints a picture that that's all you are.
Yeah, well, maybe some women probably do that. Maybe that's all the pictures one they have. again, agree to disagree. That may be the only pictures they have. Two, I'm not saying that, you know, be drunk every day, because that is not what you're supposed to do. But, you know, what they may be showing on there is a picture they have of them, their social life. So they like to, they may be an extroverted person and they like to socialize. That could be the type of picture they have that's on there. And it could be that not necessarily going to a bar, it could be the birthday party. You know, most time a picture says 1,000 words, something like that. I mean, you have to really kind of know what, you know, what's going on in the picture. It doesn't mean that they're alcoholic just because you see that they're drinking all the time.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, if that's all there is.
Yeah. But no. You won't know that unless you get to know the person, you know, or.
There's no. 10 pictures in the profile.
Okay, now yeah, they're all and of that. You
know. Of the 10 pictures, they have 8 pictures of them at bars, drinking, and parties.
Okay.
And they've got 2 of the dog. Where is you? Just you. What do you enjoy doing? Do you enjoy, you're not gonna take a picture of yourself reading if you read, but you know, there's things that you can do this besides, I mean, like you said, you're not partying all the time. What are you portraying of yourself? And do your pictures match your profile?
So you're saying that when a person does their profile, they should have a variety of pictures.
Yes.
Some if they are social life, some if they are, they do enjoy reading, some if they love their pets, pictures of them with their pets, and then some of them with by themselves. So you're saying that they should have a variety of photos of themselves, so that way it gives a person a chance to get to know who that person is.
Thank you, honey. Just brought the phrase to mind. There's beauty in balance. There's beauty in balance.
That's good. That's really good.
So what about you? What was a turn off as you were looking? Of course, there's a turn off of guys saying, hey, come on over and do whatever.
That's huge.
But
for
besides
me.
That, if someone didn't approach you sideways like that, what about them could be negative, a turn off for you?
I know that sounds funny, but you get a lot of people that clean, they have to be clean. Cleanliness is so wonderful because you don't want, I don't know, I like the facial hair is cleaned up, and I actually really love a well manicured man and hair. I prefer either you're going to have dreads, long dreads, or you're going to have no hair. Or low hair cut. It needs to be clean cut and, you know, smell good and all the stuff.
I was gonna say, when you said clean, I was wondering, how are you gonna tell when the last shower was from a photo?
Oh, you can look at some people's photos.
Because
some of them, if they're not that clean, then you would see it. They may have dirt underneath their nails, and yeah, I've seen a lot. So.
Yeah, that would be ugly. That'd be real ugly.
I mean, even if they work for, like, they're outdoors and stuff like that, still cleaning and cleaning is not just it, you know. It's just...
And even if you were not able to see that in the picture, that's something that you would pick up real quick on that first meetup.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Hmm. So, you know, there's something beautiful about everyone. But it seems we're all programmed to conform to society's opinion of what beauty is. You know, there is what the general public says is beautiful. But sometimes we're attracted to something because it's what society says. Oh, she's young and slim. I consider her to be beautiful. Oh, he's young and muscular. I consider him to be beautiful. But sometimes you meet someone who is aesthetically beautiful. And the moment you start hearing the things that are coming out of their heart, their beauty dissipates. They become kind of ugly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when we look at things filtered through the lens of our culture, we can fool ourselves into seeing something that's not really there. so don't buy into that. Understand that the beauty that you put on display will determine the beauty that comes back to you. If you present yourself as a high, glamorous party person, you're probably going to attract shallow relationships. But instead, focus on your qualities of sincerity, kindness, joy, and faithfulness. Definitely bring that out. If you believe in faithfulness, if you believe in loyalty, express that. Let that be clear. I know, that's boring stuff. That is really boring. And you won't have as many people knocking at the door of your profile if you're focusing on those things. But really, you don't need a bunch of people contacting you. You just need the right one.
This is true.
So, if you're gonna look for love that lasts, present a love that has lasting qualities. Go deep.
Go deep.
Hey, thanks for tuning into The Love Effect. Respectfully, we ask you to hit that subscribe button to help us keep this going. And if you'd really like some detailed guidance on how to find and confirm true love, come visit us at stepstofindtruelove.com. That's www.stepstofindtruelove.com. Blessings to you.